This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are across the country right now more than 2,300 families that left Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, living in what's called transitional shelter assistance. That's a FEMA program that puts evacuees in hotels temporarily. That living in hotels part comes to an end soon. It started last October. FEMA says TSA, as it's known, will end on June the 30th, leaving those 2,300 families without a place to live. From Kissimmee, Florida, Marketplace's Renata Sego reports that that lack of affordable housing is the biggest problem for a lot of Puerto Rican evacuees.
Hector Martinez has been staying in a hotel room at the downtown Kissimmee Ramada since November. His bathroom sink now doubles as his kitchen faucet, and his television stand's been transformed into a cupboard.
I have everything here to cook. I got food over there. I make my food in the microwave.
This kind of improvisation is a skill he's picked up since evacuating the Puerto Rican municipality of Toa Baja. It was badly damaged by Hurricane Maria last September. Martinez, his wife, and two teenage sons had been renting a house there. They lost furniture and clothes, but Martinez says the toughest part was struggling for 2 months after the hurricane to get food, water, and gas.
We had all day to find one supermarket that you can buy food. You make that long line, like a 2 or 3 hour under suns to get something to eat.
When Martinez's hours got cut at work and his wife lost her job, he decided to come to Florida alone to find a place for them all to stay. In the meantime, his wife and kids are still living in their apartment in Toa Baja.
My heart got broken when my family sent me text, "We don't have power today." That's hard for me.
Martinez has been working 2 on-call jobs doing cleaning and maintenance. That gets him about $300 a week. He also drives Uber sometimes. All this to cover daily living expenses and to send money to his wife and sons.
I do everything for bring my family to here.
Martinez has been able to stay in his hotel thanks to FEMA. The agency's Transitional Shelter Assistance Program, called TSA, reimburses hotels in Kissimmee $129 a day to house evacuees. TSA has spent more than $70 million nationwide since it started in October.
They're getting ready. They know that this is going to end.
Ana Cruz with the City of Orlando's Hispanic Office for Local Assistance has been helping about 150 Puerto Rican evacuees a month since they began arriving in Central Florida.
This is where when they come here.
Cruz and her staff tell them it's hard to find an affordable place to stay. So if you have friends or family, see if you can live with them for at least 3 months. In this part of Florida, the median rent starts at a little under $1,100 a month.
The ones at the hotels, we try to help them look for a job right away.
Now, there are many jobs in Central Florida, especially in the hospitality industry, and companies have been hiring evacuees. Churches, nonprofits, and county government will even pay the first month's rent for families. But some of the obstacles include requirements for renters. They need good credit, proof of past rental, and a permanent job, or Cruz says, at least 4 pay stubs.
And they would have maybe 2.
This is also a region where developers are catering to wealthy snowbirds and buyers from Brazil, Canada, and China. And the affordable housing market is challenging right now, says Florida Congressman Darren Soto.
So it's beyond just the evacuees. We have residents who are still struggling, too.
FEMA recently announced it'll pay for flights back to Puerto Rico for families in transitional shelter on the mainland. The agency says it'll also help them find new apartments on the island if their homes were badly damaged and insurance won't fully cover their losses. But Hector Martinez doesn't plan on returning to Puerto Rico.
I want to get an apartment.
He'd need at least $3,000 for a security deposit and first month's rent to get that apartment. If he has to leave the hotel before he finds a 2-bedroom so his family can join him, he says he'll live in his truck. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.